Well, if you have your catechism question in front of you, it's question number 80. Question number 80, what is the Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper is an ordinance of the New Testament instituted by Jesus Christ, wherein by giving and receiving bread and wine according to his appointment, his death is shown forth. And worthy receivers are not after a corporal and carnal manner, but by faith made partakers of his body and blood, with all his benefits to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. Very important question, especially for those of us who come from a Roman Catholic background, to understand what the Lord's Supper is not and what it is. There has been much debate through centuries over this subject. In fact, it was John Wycliffe, in his own studies back in the 1300s, who it was the view of the Mass and the view of the Lord's Supper, which was for him a dividing line on what he believed on one hand the Roman Church was teaching, and on the other hand what the Scripture was teaching. And such was the difference of view between his view and the Roman Church that 40 years after he died, they dug up his bones and burned his bones. They hated his doctrine so much. So it's a very, very important doctrine to understand what it isn't and what it is. Sometimes some people often ask me, you know, what is heaven going to be like? And it's probably easier to describe what heaven is by its negatives, what will not be there, than to describe what it actually will be like. For example, we know there will be no sin, no sorrow, no death. All those things will be gone. That is enough to know about heaven, and to know that it's going to be a wonderful place to be. But anyway, that's obviously a separate subject. So first of all, we read, the Lord's Supper is, the positive statement, is an ordinance or a command. The Presbyterian Shorter Catechism uses the phrase a sacrament. And we're not afraid of that phrase once it's rightly understood. A sacrament, simply understood, is an outward sign of inward grace. An outward sign of inward grace. But we use the word ordinance in this, our catechism. The Lord's Supper is an ordinance or a command of the New Testament instituted by none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself, wherein by giving and receiving bread and wine according to his appointment, his death is shown forth. This is very important to understand, that we are declaring or showing the Lord's death, as the scriptures underneath will show to us. We're not reenacting the death of Christ. We're not re-sacrificing Christ. We're not having a sacrifice, or we're not having something that's the same as Calvary, but we are remembering Calvary. It's a huge difference. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that the sacrifice of the Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary. That is not what we believe. We believe that in the Lord's table, the bread and the wine, we are remembering Calvary. We are not instituting Calvary. And it's a very, very big difference. In fact, I would say that the Roman view on this doctrine is one of the most blasphemous views of all the doctrines that they teach. Their view of the Lord's Supper, their view of the Mass, is one of the most blasphemous doctrines that man has ever invented. And it's interesting again how this will fit in with one point at least in our message later on, but I won't jump ahead. And it goes on to say, and worthy receivers, sorry, I better read the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26, which you have in front of you, that you're so well known, because we quote these words every Lord's Day. For I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it. Again, the word, notice the word here, it's in remembrance of me. We're not doing something in that sense, in the strictest sense. We are, what? Remembering something. Okay? It's just like, I remember one very good illustration that was given by somebody else many years ago. He says, you have a photograph, and I think I've given this illustration before, so forgive me. And it's a photograph of someone you love. You say, regarding the photograph, this is such and such. Now you're not literally saying, this is literally the person. Everyone understands that when you hold the photograph out and say, this is such and such, you're not literally saying. You're saying, this is a representation of them. And that is exactly what the Lord's table is. It's a representation, a vivid representation of what Christ did. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. The answer goes on, and the worthy receivers are not after a corporal and carnal manner. This means physical, a physical manner, not after a physical manner. John 6 reminds us that the flesh profits nothing. So we're not talking about a physical feast or a physical benefit or a physical thing in the real sense, or a carnal manner. In other words, not by our desires or by what we do, but by faith made partakers of his body and blood. So what it really means is this, that in the Lord's Supper, how do we feed on Christ in a real sense? Not by eating the bread and not by drinking the wine. This only serves to remind us that we are to feed on Christ in our hearts, minds and souls. That's so important to understand. That it's by faith we feed upon him. It's not in a physical, corporal, carnal manner. But it's by faith and in our souls and our spirits and our minds and our hearts that we feed upon Christ. And by faith we are made partakers of his body and his blood, with all his benefits to our spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. And so 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16 reads, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion or the fellowship of the body of Christ? So as we approach the Lord's table, and we will do so later on this morning, it's about having fellowship in the death of Christ. It's about having fellowship in the body and blood of Christ, becoming partakers of the benefits of his death and indeed of his resurrection. So what is the Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper is an ordinance or command of the New Testament instituted by Jesus Christ, wherein, by giving and receiving bread and wine according to his appointment, his death is shown forth. And the worthy receivers are not after a corporal and carnal manner, but by faith made partakers of his body and blood, with all his benefits to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace.